Koftes Adoration, Wednesday the 9th of March, Rabbi Svi Lieberman, Mistakes at Regular Shabbos Meals.
As introduction, the Yalkut says in the beginning of last week's parsha, Ayakel, the Yalkut says, "Rabbeinu Baal Agoda Omrim, our Chachomim have said, Mitchilas Torah v'Atsoifa, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, Ein Boy Parsha Shenema Barusha v'Ayakel. There's only one sedra which starts off with the word Ayakel, gather Klalus all together. Ela Zois Bevat. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Medrash, Asei Lecho Kilas Gedolus. Gather people together with Deroish Livneim Barabim Hilchas Shabbos. It's a special mitzvah we learn from Yakel to say Barabim to learn Barabim Hilchas Shabbos. Kadeshi Yilman to Mechon Doiris, like Moshe Beinu does it, we should learn the Doiris, Haboim, Lahakil, Kehilis, Bechol Shabbos of Shabbos, Lichnois, Bortim, Midroshois, Lilmoid, Alohois, Sol, Divatoi, Isabehet. So there's the Medrash said there's a special mitzvah we learn from the word Vayakel. To gather together in the bottom of Droshes to learn Hilchas Shabbos, because that's the only way one can be sure that one does everything in the correct way and was not Chas V'Shalom Nichshol in Melechah Shabbos. And Mishmur writes in the Hakdoma, Kvahed Bonu Hagom Baal Urim V'Tumim, it's Hakdoma of Chele Gimel, that the Yonatan Ivshet Zatzal was made, and says this following Losh, a very strong statement. It's impossible, says Yonatan Avshit, to be safe from not being transgressing Yisur Shabbos if one doesn't learn the Shabbos, it's impossible. You can't guess. You can't just assume, well, this is probably okay. It doesn't work. If one doesn't learn Hilchas Shabbos, says Yonatan Avshit, it's impossible for a person not to be Nichshol Chas V'Shalom in Melech Shabbos. So that's why I thought it's an opportunity to discuss, go through the Shabbos meal, where one needs to be careful about Melech Shabbos. Even though the title of the shiur was Mistakes at Regular Shabbos Meals, not that I'm choshed Chas V'Shalom, people make mistakes all the time. Chas V'Shalom to be moitzi la'az and klal yisol. I'm sure there are plenty of people who are nizer and are careful. But to discuss together can always make an extra awareness and improve the Shmir Shabbos, which one has every Shabbos during every regular Shabbos meal. Let's start from Kiddush. In Kiddush, so pours the wine in the Becher. Often, people like to mix strong wine with grape juice. There's a mitzvah, the Hiddush, to have Kiddush strong wine. If one can drink the strong wine. And one often mixes white wine and red wine together. So even though we paskin, it's clearly gepaskin in Simon Shin Chov, when it comes to foods, the Meleches Tzaveh doesn't apply. But the Mishmura writes in two places that it's a Machloikas, that our Shitz which hold, Yesh Tzaveh Bo'ichlin. And therefore, says Mishmura, Minadin, it's not a problem, but where one can, one should be Yotel Choladeus. Yes, one should be Yotel, that the colouring foods is a Issa, according to some opinions, and therefore one should try and be machmir not to cause colouring of food. So in this case, the Shmuel writes quite clearly that if one should put the red wine in before the white wine, if you put the white wine in first and then the red wine in afterwards, according to some opinions, you don't survey out, you're colouring the white wine. Whereas you put the red wine in first, and then the white wine, it's not called colouring the white wine, because it comes in straight away, it goes into the red. That's not called a pu'ula of tzaveah. So the Mishmur writes quite clearly that when one can be machmi, one should always try and be machmi, not to do any tzaveah bo'ichlin. And that applies to any drinks during the day, even talk about making a humble drink of orange juice. You want to dilute it. Like usual, the usual is always to put in the orange juice before the water, but on Shabbos one should be tickler to make sure to put the orange juice in before the water and not the other way around, because one should be yotzer all the shitters, even the shitters which hold yesh tzvi ba'ochlin, the issa of tzvea. Mishmura mentions it as well concerning tea and coffee. says tea and coffee, he says, on Shabbos, better not to be machmir too much because we've got inyanim of bishul which one has to be careful with. So when it comes to Shabbos, it's better to put the tea into the keli shlishi, which is the purple way. Patrick will go more in detail later. When it comes to nes tea or nes coffee, the poskim say better make a keli shlishi. That means pour the water from the Shabbos kettle into cup number one, transfer from cup number one into cup number two, and then put in the tea, the nes tea or the nes coffee. That way you've solved all shailas of bishul because the water is now called keli shlishi. So therefore you put the tea into the water. And you shouldn't be machmi, says the Mishnah Berurah, about Tzvi'ah Boichlin, because it's more important to be machmi about the Chashoshes of Bishul. But when it comes to Yom Tov, when we haven't got any problems of Bishul, Bishul is Mutan Yom Tov, one should remember, the Mishnah Berurah said, do the other way around. First put the tea into the cup before you put the water in. Because there again, if you're going to put the water in first, and then you put the nest tea or the nest coffee in it, you're colouring the water. And there are shittas which hold, yes, tzvi'ah boichlin. So therefore, where one can, one should be machmir not to do any act of tzvi'ah. Tea bags on Shabbos one shouldn't use at all, because there's too many problem tea bags. I don't think it'd be time to discuss it. Tea bags on Shabbos, you get a problem of bishul, soich, eschita, and boira. And there's a lot of problems. One should avoid, one should make tea essence, if one can, tea essence before Shabbos, or use the nest tea or the nest coffee. So therefore, where one's got inyan of bishul, one has to be careful. But where there's no chashos of bishul, one should try when one can to put always the tea or coffee in first in order not to do tzoveya
boich. I'm not sure, what are you gaining by adding water to coffee or coffee to water?
Because then it's not called colouring the water.
You're always colouring the water.
Obviously, you haven't done the act of colouring the water. Pouring the water in, Mishpah said, that's not called the act of colouring. Putting something in the water, that's it, turning the white into food. You're talking act of colouring, that's called the act of tzvi'ah. But the other round, he says, it's not called colouring the food. So that is ha'ora number one, b'negeya to kiddush. Furthermore, sometimes you've got good wine, sometimes a bit of cork falls into the kiddush cup. If you didn't open the cork properly, it crumbles a little bit. And you end up with a bit of cork floating in your kiddush cup. So you'll be tempted to take a spoon and to push out, or take out the little piece of cork out of your kiddush cup. One has to be careful. Boira, selecting is another melacha of Shabbos. Boira, selecting oichel, soiles mitoich oichel, is also, it's clearly, you mustn't take soiles mitoich oichel. One's only allowed to select from a mixture in Shabbos, on Shabbos, if one has, it keeps three conditions. Condition number one must be oichel mitoich soiles, the good from the bad. Condition number two, it must be done straight away, just before you use it. And condition number three, it mustn't be done with a professional cane, it must be done by hand. Or if you want to keep your hands clean, just do the spoon, which is no better than a hand, is also okay.
But
anything which you don't want is called soiles. Yes, that's why. So it's a problem to take an inedible thing out of an edible. It's told you're taking the soiles out of oichel. So the correct way, if a bit of cork falls into your kiddush cup, is to take a spoon and take it out with liquid, not just the cork, the soiles itself. Take it out with a bit of liquid. That way, you're not separating soiles from oichel. I'm separating oichel from oichel, because the liquid is also the oichel, the liquid with the cork. You're just separating oichel from oichel, so it doesn't matter, got a bit of psoilus in it. So that is the correct way of removing the bit of cork from your kiddush cup, by putting a spoon in, taking out it with a bit of liquid, and then you haven't done any melechus boira.
You've got a piece of cork floating on the wine, yeah. Is that called a mixture?
Yes. Because in the wine, it's called
you
a mixture.
You can see it.
Even you can see it, it's still called a mixture. Small, insignificant things are still called mixtures. The Mishpurim example of a fly as well is also quite notable, and definitely don't want it. It's also called boira. You have to take it with a bit of liquid. A third ha'ora can be negea to kiddush, which can be negea. Some people suffer problems with swallowing, and therefore swallowing liquid leads them to choke. If they've got a problem, it goes into the wrong pipe. So there is such a thing one can get. It's called thickener. You want to thicken the liquid, thicken the wine to make it easier to swallow. Happens people have got problems with the muscles, the back of the throat. It can, there's such things called like thickening. It's one of the examples. It's a taste like a powder which you put into the liquid to thicken it, to make it easier to swallow without choking. Well, now this is quite complicated because then you've got a shaila of losh. Losh means whenever you bind some dry articles together with liquid, you bind it to make a sort of paste, if that's the right description, that is meleches losh. So we'll see later there's quite a few hechetims of meleches losh throughout a Shabbos meal. So to put a thickener inside a drink, there is a problem of meleches losh. And the way to do it in the hetedika way of Shabbos is, number one, you have to make sure you put it in the wrong order. If the order is normally to put the thickener first and then the liquid, on Shabbos you do the other way around, you first put the liquid and then pour the thickener into it. You have to change the order of putting the two things together. And secondly, it comes to the mixing. The mixing must be done the normal way. Normally you mix in a circular movement. On Shabbos you mustn't mix in a circular movement. You either shake it or you mix in a crisscross movement. So if somebody does need to add a thickener to their drink, so the correct way to do it, first put the, I think normally one puts the thickener into the drink. So on Shabbos you'd have to do it the other way around. First the thickener in the cup and then put the drink on that. And then mixing it, it has to be done in a different form of normal mixing, not in a circular movement, either through shaking if that's sufficient or in a crisscross movement. And with all that, make sure it's a thin mixture. A thick mixture will not make so easily. A thick mixture is a serious shail of losh, because that's called a lisha deraisa. So a thick mixture is more complicated than one has to ask a shaila. But the thick mixture for shasatak, there are coolers, but doing in a thick mixture that is more chomo, and we're not even makel with the putting in the wrong order. It's not enough of a shinui for a thick mixture. So for a thin mixture, this is the eitzah to make it just a slightly thicker than the normal liquid state. So then changing the order of putting the things and mixing in a different order, that has sorted out the problems of losh. Let's move on. So we pass Kiddush. Regularly, I think the general meaning in Klal Yisrael is the fish is the first course. So when it comes to eating fish, of course one knows the meaning of Klal Yisrael, gefilte fish, is based on, because fish with bones, there again, you have a problem of meleches boira. If one has fish with bones, so if you take the bones out of the fish, it's a problem. Again, we're back to boira again. You're taking soiles mitoich oichol. So if one does have regular fish, not the gefilte fish, one has to make sure to take the oichel mitoy psoilis. That means take the fish from the bones. You can hold the bone down with your fork or your knife and pull the fish away with your other piece of cutlery, and that's how you take away the oichel from psoilis. But one mustn't take the psoilis from oichel to take the bones from the fish. Once it's in your mouth, you're allowed to pull the bone out. It's not called meleches boira. Once it's in your mouth, that's called derech achila. Derech achila is not a problem. If the fish is in the mouth and one finds a bone, because it's a particular sakona as well to swallow bones, one's allowed to take the bones out. But while it's on the plate, one should be nizer to take the fish from the bone and not the bone from the fish. And that's taka the minik. Many have gefilte fish, which is in order to not to have the problems of meleches boira. So that's why there's a midah gefilte fish, which is filleted fish, which the bones are taken from it already. So that solves the meleches boira issues. Normally with fish, generally the Welt has mayonnaise, chrein, or some other added flavorings to the fish. There again, well, if you have mayonnaise and chrein on your plate, and you fancy mixing the mayonnaise and the chrein together to make a nice mixture to put on the fish or the fish on it, again, you have to be careful meleches losh. You're back to meleches lisha again. Mixing chrein with mayonnaise, the chrein is not called a mixture. I think there may be a bit of juice, but it's not stuck together, the pieces of chrein. With the mayonnaise, it'll come into a paste of mayonnaise and chrein together. So you have to be nizat meleches losh. Tzevea could be bad, but yes, here, the tzevea could be the issue as well, correct, of colouring the mayonnaise, correct? So, yeah, we said before, but let's kill a machmir where we can. So here you won't have eitza though exactly with the tzveig. You're going to have to mix the mayonnaise and the chareim together. I'm not sure, there won't be any difference which way you put it, because you're mixing it together, it probably won't be much difference. Correct, but Mishmur says still one should be lechtchila machmitz. Correct, even though you're not interested in the color necessarily, or lechtchila one should still become, because it's a psik reisha. Dovah shein mishchamen is not a heter. Dovah shein mishchamen is only a heter when it's not for sure, but it's for sure happening, that's called psik reisha. And in the, we get into the shab psik reisha, but still Mishmur says one should be machmitz. So mixing the mayonnaise with the chareim together, there again, one has to mix it in a different form of regular mixing. Here we won't have the problem of actually putting the two together, because mayonnaise is normally thick. When you put it on the chareim or the plain on it, it won't mix together. The putting together is no problem when it comes to mayonnaise. It's too thick, it just doesn't bind together at all when you just put one on top of the other. But the mixing together, that one has to be careful to do it with a shinui, not to mix it the normal. If you want to mix it together, you have to do crisscross pattern. That's how you mix your mayonnaise and the chareim together, to avoid any shailas of Meleches Losh. Minig is all Toiri, as we know.
Didn't you say before that it would have to be also a thin mixture?
No. Here it won't be a problem. The problem of thick mixture is only when it mixes together immediately. But since here it doesn't mix together, You haven't got the problem here by the mayonnaise and the cream. Minig is all Toiri, it's interesting, there's a minig in Klal Yisrael. Many people have al-chaim after the fish. L'chaim out of the fish. No, it's a shame that l'chaim, you don't need to root it white out of l'chaim. It's never a problem. But once you know, l'chaim out of the fish has got a mekoyer in halacha. The mekoyer halacha is, there's a rekivega, in Kedusha rekivega in Yerodea, Simon Kufte Zayin, that ein lishtois mayim achadogim mipnei hasakona. It's not such a well-known rekivega. Rekivega brings down water after fish is a sakona. Other drinks not, but water after fish is a sakana. So to have a drink of plain water after fish is, the Rekivega brings down, is a sakana. From Dein Kumpf, the mini Klal Yisrael, Gevaltig, Klal Yisrael Doyodoy, is have a lechaim after the fish, to in order to avoid the sakana of drinking water straight out of the fish. So that's the minig of having a lechaim. So it's always good to have a teretz, I'm not a lechaim, it's never a problem. So that's the minig of having a lechaim after fish, in order to make sure one doesn't get involved in this sakana of water straight after the fish. Let's move on to the chicken soup is generally next. The chicken soup, the first shiloh we may discuss is dipping the challah in chicken soup. It's quite tasty to dip the challah into chicken soup. There again, we have to be knowledgeable in Meleches Bishul to know, is it okay, is it correct to dip in challah into the chicken soup? Now, the chicken soup is always the cholopos a keli sheni, because the pot on the flame is a keli sheni, and the plate is the cholopos a keli sheni. But even keli sheni, certain things can be cooked even in the keli sheni. Kali abishal can be cooked in the keli sheni. For the Mishabruz Mavua, baked articles, we are choshes, they're called kali abishal. So challah is an example of kali abishal, not a vade kali abishal, but it's quite a serious chashash of kali abishal. So to dip challah in a chicken soup is not always okay. If one serves with a ladle, Mishbura says here you could be makel, that the ladle is the second keli called keli sheni, and the soup will be keli shlishi. So then Mishbura says generally one could be makel if the soup is a keli shlishi because you've served it via the ladle, so then to put the challah in is okay because it's already, you can assume the keli shlishi hasn't got any chashashas. But if in a case was the last portion one poured out from the pan straight into the plate, then the plate is a keli sheni. Sometimes even keli shlishi can have din keli sheni if it's piping hot. Yad nichras boy, Mishbura brings a chumra from the Chaya Odom. If it's very, very hot, the chicken soup, they were not so makel by keli shlishi. So it's not always correct to dip the challah into the chicken soup. In a case of keli sheni, when it wasn't served through a ladle, or when it's piping hot, yad nichras boy, it's called to some shits, it's also got a din of keli sheni still. So therefore, if one does want to dip the challah into the soup, it is preferable to wait till the soup cools off a little bit. When it's not so hot, when the soup has cooled off, less yad leb is definitely no problem. If it's a bit more, if you did it with a ladle, it's also okay. But if you poured it straight from the pan into the plate, then You mustn't dip the challah into the soup unless the soup is less than yahrzeit. At this point, yahrzeit is quite cool and a way to test. If you can put your finger in for quite a length of time comfortably, then you can know it's less than yahrzeit at this point. If a person fancies an extra knedel, there's some left in the pan, and he hasn't got enough knedel in his soup. So he fancies getting an extra knedel from the pan, but he's got enough soup in his plate. So he just wants the knedel. So he puts the ladle into the pan, and he dishes out a knedel with the soup. I don't want the soup. So he tips out the soup from the ladle in order just to have the knedel itself. A problem? We're back to Melechus Boyer now. Because you've got now in the ladle soup with knedel. I only want the knedel. I don't want the soup. And even this perfectly edible psoidus over here, when it comes to it, doesn't mean inedible psoidus, means what I don't want. Whatever I don't want is categorized as psoidus. So therefore, if I want to take just the knedel out of the soup, and I don't want the soup, so to tip out the soup from the ladle is taking the psoilus from the oichel. So it's not correct. You mustn't do that. Meleches boira. So you've got a problem. You mustn't do that. So the eteris is there again. If one knows the problem, one can find eteris. If either you take the ladle out at an angle, so the soup doesn't come into the ladle, just the knedel, or even simpler, if you take the knedel with the soup, and then you put your fork into the knedel to take the knedel out of the soup. So there again, you've done oichel mitoich soiles. So there again, one just has to be aware that any mixtures, one mustn't take what you don't want from what you want. You must always do the other way around. You must always take from what you want from what you don't want, the oichel mitoich soiles. So in this case, make sure you take the knedel from the soup and not the other way around. Moving on to the main, I don't know everybody's style meal, but I think generally after that comes the main course. So the main course normally consists of a nice hot piece of chicken, kigel, salads. I think that's generally what one has in the main course on the Friday night meal. So here, one has to know there's another shaila of bishlam one must be aware of. Even though the plate is now kadish sheni, because it goes from the pan into the plate. And of course, perhaps I should remind that the plates have to be dry. When you pour the soup into the plates, or you put the chicken in the plates must be dry, because the plates are wet. You straight away got an issue of bishlam. Pouring hot soup onto a wet plate, or putting hot chicken and kigel onto a wet plate, is bishul straight away. On the little bit of water on the plate, even though you may not be that interested, but one has to be careful. You're cooking the liquid on the plate. But after the plate is dry, you put your chicken and your kigel on the plate, and you want to add salad to it. So cooked salads are not a problem, but I'm talking about the uncooked salads, whether it's a cucumber salad or any other type of TCP, any type of salad, uncooked vegetables. So here there's a new shaila, even though the chicken and kigel are now in a kadish sheni, but it's called a dovah gush, a solid, hot solid. The Mishnah Berurah brings in a few places, a hot solid where machmir's got din of a kadish vision. Even though it's in a kadish sheni, but in a hot solid liquid, they cool off very quickly in another keli. Because the liquid is the size of the keli cool off very quickly. But a solid contains the heat within itself. So therefore a hot solid where machmir has a din of keli rishoin, even if it's moved on to it's in practically it's in a plate, or even further keli shlishi, keli revi, but dovah gush where machmir has a din of keli rishoin. Therefore, to mix it with, to put salads next to it while it's still piping hot, while the chicken and the kigel, the pieces are very hot, to put salad next to it, you're back to Meleches Bishul, because the chicken or the kigel will cook the salad. Will cook the salad. The salad is uncooked, and therefore if it cooks the salad, that's a problem on Meleches Bishul. If you've got the leftovers of the chicken soup, it creates for the children, or you don't want to change the plate, or to save some washing up on the plates, that is not such a worry, because the chicken, the leftovers of the chicken soup has been cooked already. It's dovah lach, which has been cooked already. Even though, where machmir, when liquids have cooled off, that we say, yesh bishl, acha bishl, bedovah lach, we are machmir, but that's considered a chumrah. So state in the poskim, to put too many chumras together, we don't need to do that. So therefore, to be machmir, dovah gush, on a cold liquid which has been cooked once already. So the Moshe Feinstein clearly niggas Moshe. Yes, you don't do machmes, that's going too far. You don't put two chumras together. So to put the chicken or the kigel on a in leftovers, bit of chicken soup left in the plate, that's not a worry. The main chashash is to put it next to something which has been, which is uncooked, like a salad which hasn't been cooked at all. So therefore then it is correct either to wait till the chicken or the kigel cool off, or to keep it a distance apart. They shouldn't actually touch each other in the plate, in order to avoid that shaila of bishul. Many times during the course of the meal, children einikach around, always something spills. Something spills on a tablecloth. You've got plastic tablecloths, that's okay. You won't have any shaila of melabin. But if you're using a cloth tablecloth and something spills onto the tablecloth and you're tempted to wipe it up to get rid of it as quick as possible, there shouldn't be a large stain. One has to be careful of schita, because to squeeze the tablecloth out of the liquid, that's when melecha schita, which is a tolda malabim, the schita, which is tolda kadosh, that's by food, and the schita, which is a tolda malabim, that comes to items of clothing and cloth. So if something does spill, the only way is to wipe it up softly, put a serviette on it, and to wipe it up softly, but not to squeeze it out. To squeeze out the tablecloth, to try and remove as much liquid as possible from the spillage, is soichet, which belongs to meleches melaben, and that's not allowed. So all one could do is softly get rid of the what's on the top, or underneath, put a serviette underneath the tablecloth, between the tablecloth and the table, or on top, but to put pressure on it with a spoon to try and squeeze it out, or with a knife, that is getting into shailas of melaben, which is told on melaben. Right, so then it's preferable, some bring down, not to use the colour of the spillage. If it's wine, not to use the red. But something with paper doesn't enhance. It is preferable to use a different colour serviette to the colour of the spillage. White? Yeah, white is always fine. Yeah, it doesn't forget, the problem is the colour. A coloured one, to make red red, is more of a problem making the white red. So it's better to use the white serviette than the coloured serviette.
Why isn't that sweet? Like we learnt with the water, for instance.
Yeah, because there you do derech kinuach, it's brought down, it's not called sweet. If you do derech kinuach, a form of wiping away, that's a positive opposite action that takes away the problem of serviette.
You spill red wine on the white tablecloth.
Yes, so there again, put
it's
a... if you spill, it's spilled, it's spilled. What can you do? Better not to spill, 100% sure. Once it has spilled, then wipe it up carefully and not with any pressure. If one prepares salads on Shabbos, time is running short, preparing salads on Shabbos, one has to be very careful. First of all, meleches toichen, cutting up any sort of vegetable in small squares, in small pieces, belongs to meleches toichen. Because like grinding doesn't mean necessarily grinding into the form of flour or to tiny bits. Cutting into small bits is also included in meleches toichen. So if one does make a salad on Shabbos, one has to be careful not to cut it into small bits. It has to be bigger than the usual. So exactly the shear is not clearly brought down, but it seems bigger than the usual size of salad. So one has to make sure it's not in small particles. But this issa only applies to gedule karka. So cutting in small pieces or mashing anything which grows from the ground, mashing bananas or anything which grows the ground, is a problem of meleches toichen. Anything which is not gedule karka is okay. So egg for Shabbos morning or fish or meat you want to cut into small pieces. And the reason they haven't got meleches toichen, but one has to remember cutting vegetables, not to cut into small pieces. Sorry?
What about children just like mashed potatoes?
It's a problem. In the Shabbos, to mash potatoes is a problem. You'll have to cut into small pieces, into pieces, but not mash it. Mashing is a problem. The mashing, it belongs to meleches toichen. Okay, we'll have to stop here. It's just a few examples. One has to be careful.